Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted by the FBA University founders. Today's episode, we're going to talk about how to scale your business with Amazon PPC. We've talked a lot about kind of how to set up PPC, overall, just fundamentals, core things that never change. But just in terms of scaling your business, there's external marketing, there's all kinds of things you can do. But without Amazon PPC, you're really not using the best mechanism, the one that affects your ability to show up and get people on Amazon and really affect your organic rankings more than anything else. So we're going to talk about how to scale and grow past launch more into a mature stage today. So my man, you've had products at all different stages. I'm sure, you know, rarely if ever would you turn PPC off for any product, but just kind of talk through how you think about scaling with PPC and how it's different essentially than when you launch.
Yeah, just before I get into that, I want to emphasize that, you know, a lot of people will talk about bringing on external marketing, which is great, big advocate for that. But you don't want to be doing that before your PPC campaigns are fully kind of optimized and you're hitting every single target. And there's a bunch of different targets out there. There's a bunch of different ways you can hit different targets, keyword targets, ASIN targets, you know, sponsored display ads, etc. So make sure that you're fully utilizing your PPC before you bring on external advertising, because in my opinion, there's way more you can get out of having a fully optimized PPC campaign using the Amazon's PPC structure before you then bring on external ads like Facebook, Google, etc. So just wanted to make that clear. But look, for me, PPC is the main weapon of choice when it comes to scaling. So, you know, for me, like, I'm going to assume in this instance, you've got your regular campaign set up, you know, you've launched, you're doing okay, maybe you scaled your product to $10,000 a month in revenue, and now you really want to kind of blow things up. So for me, when you do want to expand, what I love to do is I like to identify further targets. So when we're looking at, you know, creating a listing, doing our original PPC for launch, we generally want to target, you know, the top 15 to 20 keywords. Now, when I look at expanding and when I look at scaling, I really like to open up my threshold when it comes to keyword search volume. So for me, I go as low as 300 searches a month and try and target every single relevant keyword, you know, from 300 searches a month to the maximum. So I want to target absolutely everything. I want to do as much testing as I can to really understand what new targets are going to scale this business. So I just kind of blow the covers off and go really deep with it. Now, what I generally do as well is we typically want to launch with broad phrase, ASIN targeting, exact match, and automatic campaigns as well. Now, what I don't do in the beginning is when it comes to broad and phrase, I don't do as many broad and phrase campaigns as I do exact match campaigns. Because, you know, in the beginning, we want to definitely tell Amazon where we want the ad spend to go. Now, when I'm opening things up, when I'm looking at scaling a business, you have to understand that every single target has a different outcome. So let's take the keyword water bottle. If I have the water bottle in exact match campaign, that's going to have a different input, different outcome than having it in a broad match campaign and having it with a phrase match campaign. So just because that target might not be working in an exact match campaign doesn't mean that it's not going to work in either a broad or a phrase campaign. So you need to test every single angle. So for me, every single one of those keywords, all the way down to 300 searches a month, I put in three campaigns. So if I've not already got it in exact match campaign, I get it in there, but I'll also add it to a broad and a phrase match. Now, if you're following me so far, you understand that this is going to end up being a lot of campaigns. And look, some of my products have anywhere from like 60 to 100 different campaigns, because I'm targeting various different targets, various different keywords, various different ASINs in different ways. So you really need to open things up and you want to have every single relevant keyword in a broad phrase and exact match campaigns. Different campaigns work on different things. So you want to test every single angle and make sure that, you know, you're absolutely getting as much ROAS as you can from every single different type of targeting. So that's number one. That's probably the only thing that's really, really helped supercharge my business. Aside from optimizing your listing, you know, and testing different creatives, testing titles, bullet points, descriptions, when it comes to PPC and scaling, it really has been trying different targets in different campaign types. It's been absolutely monumental. The other thing I want to mention, this is going to be for those of you who have brand registry, which you absolutely should have if you're taking this seriously, is you want to start opening up with sponsored display and sponsored brand ads. This is going to increase your digital real estate, and it's going to show you in various different places on the Amazon homepage, on the Amazon search results page as well. So have you ever been scrolling and you've seen a sponsored brand's video ad start playing automatically? That is a separate campaign to sponsor products, which we do keywords and ASINs in. So you want to basically use as much as you can to get as much digital real estate. You know, on average, they say someone needs to see your ad or your listing about 7 times before they convert into a sale. So try and be in as many places as you can, because you never know which one is actually going to convert that sale. So that's a huge one as well. And then the other one is, look, as soon, you know, we're creating these campaigns, we've got various groups of targets. So for example, in an exact match campaign, you might have 5 keywords in there. Now, within those 5 keywords, there's going to be single keywords or single phrases that perform way better than the other ones in that campaign. Now, what I love to do is I love to take out the best performing either keywords or ASINs. And if they're a really relevant keyword, which they should be at this point, I'll put them in a single keyword or single ASIN campaign, and I'll assign it like a $10 or $15 budget. That basically says to Amazon, look, I'm dedicating $10 or $15. I only want you to spend it on this one target, this one keyword, or this one ASIN. That allows me to be super, super direct, and it allows me to convert on keywords that I know already convert. So take them out of the pack, put them on their own, and absolutely let them rip. So that again, has been huge. And then the last thing is to make use of campaign level placements. And this is really something, you know, I used to toy around with it, but I've really kind of upped the gear on that in the last sort of 6 weeks or so. So you have 3 different campaign level placements. You have top of search, which essentially increases the chances of your product hitting that kind of first row of search results, which is, you know, arguably where 75-80% of sales are made on page one, is at that first row. You have rest of search, which basically targets everything that's not top of search or product pages, so ASIN targets. And then you have product pages, which increases your chances of showing up early on an ASIN target. But using those placements, what I found what really works for me is increasing the bid multiplier from anywhere from 50% to 125%. It's kind of been my sweet spot. Now, basically what that does is, let's say you have a bid multiplier of 100%. If you bid a dollar, Amazon potentially could increase your bid up to $2. So it basically doubles it. So that has worked really well for me, just to increase my exposure and to get myself up there. If you hit top of search, or if you hit rest of search and you're high up on the placements, it's going to increase your chances of converting, obviously, if you have a good listing and if you've done everything else right. So for me, those are my main techniques I'm using to scale my PPC. And, you know, I used to do a little bit of external traffic. Now I've completely turned everything off, and I'm 100% focused on scaling just with PPC right now. I still do some organic stuff. I still do some influencer marketing here and there, where people reach out to me, you know, they want to put my product in their storefront, etc. But for me, the biggest thing now is really focusing on PPC, absolutely exhausting PPC to a point where I feel like I can't take it any further. And then I might bring in some more external marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a couple things I'll add, because those are the majority. But one thing you definitely want to do is you want to move targets, especially keywords that are working and hopefully are part of your primary keyword base, into validated keyword campaigns. And you really, really, really want to increase the budget on those, because the entire reason for budgets, right, is in testing campaigns, because you don't want to have something that isn't validated to work all of a sudden go crazy one day or one week and just spend a ton of money. But once you know, and it has to be validated, like this is more than just one sale, really want, once terms have 10 plus sales or more than that, preferably, and you can get there quick as long as you're making sure you're getting clicks from the get-go, you want to put these terms in campaigns and really increase the budget, because that's how you scale. It's not, scaling is not really that complex. It's just making sure you're getting more and more eyeballs to things that have already been validated to work. So say you have 4 or 5 keywords that, you know, you've converted 10 to 50 times by this point at a profitable ACoS, right? Somewhere between 10 and 35, 40% ACoS. You want to allocate as much traffic as possible and say, all right, well, there's this much traffic coming to these terms every single day, every single week, month. I want to get way more share of that, because that's how my business grows. That's how really I know that this product can go from, you know, 5K a month to 10, 15, 20, more than that, just with the same terms. You don't necessarily have to go and continue finding the most random terms to test just because you feel like if there's not enough keywords in your campaign, you really want to narrow down once you have something validated and just really increase the spend, because that is essentially printing you more and more profit the more times the wheel is spun. And then, you know, a couple different things you can use. Only when you have at least three products in your catalog. Sponsored brand ads are really cool because you're not paying more per click or per placement, and you're able to show multiple products in one showcase. So running brand ads, especially when you've had three plus products, even more than that in your catalog, is something you should definitely be doing. It also builds brand recognition because you can put brand logos. Like there's more, the sponsored product ads, it's the same creative every time. It's just your main photo, your price, your title. That's how it's seen. Sponsored brand ads, you have a little bit more leeway where you can put a logo. Sometimes you can put a little caption as well. And so you can build brand recognition while exposing, in a good way, your catalog to the customer who maybe bought one product and then sees that ad and says, oh, cool, there's two more products. I'm going to come back and buy those because they're in the market that I'm already looking for, that I'm already trying to solve the problem for already. So I would just say, really don't be as budget focused. Obviously, you got to make sure any campaign is still working, right? Don't just set and forget. But if targets are proven to work, increasing the spend, getting those in as many placements as possible will not only help scale your product there, but that'll really, really drive home that ranking on the keyword and really get you closer to the top of page one. Because if you're getting, you know, 50 clicks a day on a certain keyword in PPC and you're getting organic traffic, you're probably converting 10-ish a day, you're going to be very high up on page one. And the longer you're there, the more you're doing that. Not running out of stock is huge at that point. The more solid your ranking is and the harder it is for someone to overtake you. So those are the two things I'd add. And you can definitely run external traffic at that point. That's definitely can help. But you have to master PPC first.
100%. I think, you know, even myself, I took it for granted for a long time, not fully exhausting the potential of PPC. And I think most people, they don't realize how powerful PPC is. And, you know, for most of us, we're just scraping the surface with it. There's so many different targets. There's so many different campaigns you can do. So many different ways to hit different audiences that are going to buy your product and just make you way more money. So dive deep into PPC before you look at external marketing. Now, guys, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably want to start your own private label business. You might have done it already. You might not be doing so well. You might be doing great. But if you do want our help with scaling your business or starting you off on the right foot, we run the Accelerator 2.0, which is our flagship program. We offer unlimited calls for a whole year, something you won't get anywhere else. So if you're interested in working with us and building a private label business that's either going to get you out of your job or scale it to new heights, then book a call with us. The link is in the description. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode.